Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get unbeatable flavor and value delivered right to your door. They have an unmatched selection of perfectly portioned proteins, including USDA certified tender, steaks, burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. All flash frozen at their moment of peak quality. Then quickly delivered to your door in a dependable cooler. So a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast. Omaha Steaks practically invented meat delivery, and they've been perfecting the art of premium proteins for over 100 years. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can order with complete confidence. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference, a better, more convenient way to buy proteins. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
I saw a headline over the weekend which gave me a laugh, and it's great news for anybody who's born in January, because I always feel bad for people whose birthdays in January. Just get a bit forgotten about sometimes. So January babies are more likely to be rich and famous.
Oh, I love that. Do you know what? They need that, because sometimes January babies don't get enough presents if they're too close to Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah. Research has found that if you're born in January, there's some sort of unique and lucky qualities that mean you may be in for a prosperous life. This is a study that's been done in Australia, and it found that there were 33% more January babies in the Australian Football League than athletes born in other months, right?
Yeah.
Researcher, the co-author, said if you're born in January, you have almost 12 months growth ahead of your classmates born in later on in the year.
Go on.
Yeah. And being a sports star isn't the only way that January babies attract fame. Another study has found a disproportionate number of celebrities claim that Aquarius is their astrological sign.
Well, it works, because Dolly Parton is 80 today.
Well, this is it. And if you are an Aquarius, you're born between the 20th of January and the 18th of February. So it obviously spills over a bit to Feb.
Yeah.
So not only that, but babies born in January, they have one of the luckiest birthstones, and that's the garnet gemstone.
I've never heard of a garnet.
Peace, prosperity, and good health.
Well,
so
good health to you
health
if you're a January
your
baby.
Yeah. More likely to be rich and famous.
That's it now. So, you know, if somebody can't come out for your birthday party because it's too close to Christmas, you'd be like, well, that's, I'm going to be rich and famous.
I
so, you know.
I'd say don't come back to me now when I have all the money.
I'm winning this one. Come here, TripAdvisor has released a list of the best destinations to visit in 2026.
Yeah, very good.
Top of the list, London.
Oh!
Yeah, London's the best destination to visit in 2026, according to TripAdvisor, thanks to a melting pot, I love that phrase, of cultures with people all over the world living there. Any food you want,
you
can, brunches, afternoon teas, and street food as well.
Well, there's some travel inspo, and if you're born in January, don't feel so bad. You're going to be rich and famous.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning and a very happy Monday to Daniela in Sandra, who says, my little win is I had a job interview on Friday and I feel like it went really well.
Fingers crossed.
You'll have to keep us updated.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It goes well. You feel good walking out. Oh, we've got a good feeling. Sarah in Tala's been on.
Morning, guys. Happy Monday. My little win is that yesterday was myself and my husband's third wedding anniversary, and today we're picking up the keys to our new house. Yay! Have a good week.
Oh, Sarah.
Massive congrats. That's a huge achievement.
Yeah, that is so, so exciting. You'll be picking out all the paint colours now and everything.
Fab.
Here's Laura's little win.
Hi, guys. My little win today is my baby. Hi, guys. My little win today is my baby girl, Alexandra, turns two.
Happy birthday to Alexandra. Enjoy all the celebrations.
Yeah.
Here's Paddy.
My little win on the weekend was yesterday, and me and my partner, we have a 6-month-old, and we got to do a high rocks class in the morning, and in the evening her mum came over and watched the baby while we went to the sauna village in the Pavilions. So we had a great evening.
Oh, Paddy, that's a lovely Sunday.
A big achievement with a 6-month-old.
Yeah.
Congrats
to you. And I didn't know there was a sauna village there as well.
Neither did I. No.
Oh, it's all go. Here's Shauna.
Good morning. My little win is that when I was putting the baby down for a nap yesterday, I also had a nap.
That's a big win, Shauna. And here's Anto.
Morning, guys. My little win this morning is that my daughter's team won that football match the weekend. Woo. And now gone joint top of the league. And also on Thursday, I am finding out the gender of my new little baby that's about to come in May.
Ah, Anto, congrats to your daughter and congratulations on your new arrival.
So they're in lovely little wins.
Yeah, guys, fabulous stuff this morning. We're going to send you all out a 98FM water bottle and we'll be sharing your little wins at the same time tomorrow morning. So if there's something going on in your life that you're loving, we want to hear from you.
We do, we'd love to hear.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A brand new prize.
Lots of glamour.
And a soundproof booth.
98FM.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to a brand new week of your favourite game, Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win some seriously impressive prizes by sending either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and saying the same 3 words as us. We haven't done it in a while. Fingers crossed. This is the week. Here's AI Us with more.
Here, you have a Zen knife in with a cheese board and a candle.
Get driving with this voucher to go motor racing.
Get stylish with a Dyson Airwrap.
Grab that trolley because you have a €200 grocery voucher.
Country veg or tomato, you get to choose with this soup maker.
Become a traitor with this official traitor's cloak.
And loosen those knots with this massage gun.
Ooh, that's good.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
A massage gun is the new prize.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
I've never tried one.
They're brilliant.
Are they?
Oh, getting the knots out.
Yeah, nice.
We've got Sarah in Swords trying to win this morning. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Oh, Sarah, what prize out of all those do you have your eyes on most?
Definitely the Dyson Airwrap.
Oh, the Airwrap.
Oh, no.
It's a biggie.
It's a curly blow dry.
Yeah, very, very impressive. Sarah, do you listen to Matchy Matchy most mornings?
I do, yeah, every morning.
And are you good?
Well, sometimes I get 3, but I match mostly with people who are calling in.
Right. Okay, rather than us. Well, unfortunately, that's not the aim of the game, Sarah. But
no, I'm not off to a good start.
I know. Well, look, fingers crossed you match with one of us this morning. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Rebecca, please.
Rebecca, off to the soundproof booth. Kicking off a week of Matchy Matchy. Let's try and get a win with Sarah in Swords. Okay, let's get me words here, Sarah. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is bus.
Bus. Stop.
Bus stop. Your second word is sister.
Sister act.
Sister act.
Yeah.
Great movie. And your third word is home.
Home. Oh gosh. Home. Oh gosh.
Home store.
Oh, maybe change home store.
Yeah.
Homework.
Homework. Okay, after bus, you said stop. After sister, you said act. And after home, you're saying work. Sarah, are we locking those in?
Yeah, we lock them in.
Locking them in. Here we go.
Lock them in.
Lock them in, sure. We've got the words locked in and we're getting Rebecca back from the soundproof booth. How are you?
Oh, very well.
How's the soundproof booth this morning?
Some yogurt in there.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Very good. I hope it was refrigerated. Your first word to get a matchy-matchy with Sarah in Swords this morning is bus.
Bus stop.
Your second word is sister.
Ooh, sister. There's quite a few. I'm going to say sister. Was a great show.
And your third word is home.
Home. Home. Okay, let me think. What would be homemade?
Homemade. Have you got a matchy matchy with Sarah in Swords this morning? Not this morning, guys.
No, Sarah, my apologies.
You both said bus stop.
Oh yeah.
After sisters. Sarah, I love
yes,
you.
Sarah.
After sister, Sarah went sister act.
Oh yeah, I was about to say Sister Mary Clarence.
Oh,
I was going to say sister. And then I said, no, we won't do double.
And after home, Sarah said homework.
Oh, that homework's really good.
It's
I was
really
kind of thinking home base at
home
one point.
Stretch came
home
to
stretch.
Me.
Home store.
Home store, she was going to say, yeah. Sarah, you are a bundle of energy. Thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Perfect, brilliant.
Cheers,
thank you.
Sarah. Have
Cheers,
a great
Sarah.
Week. We'll, you too. We'll do it all again tomorrow. If you'd like to play, she's still laughing. WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brandon's Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, Brandon, you're starting with a cute story this morning.
I am. A cute story to kick us off for Monday. Animals at a zoo in Rio de Janeiro are enjoying a heat wave. Samba! So the animals are at Biopark Zoo and they have spent the weekend lounging around in highs of 40 degrees Celsius.
Ooh.
It's very warm, right?
Oh, you'd need a few pools around the place.
You would. Now for the cute bit. They've all been given ice pops and other frozen treats by staff at the zoo.
Very
it's
cute.
Absolutely adorable. So all types of animals ranging from jaguars to monkeys have been given an iced diet prepared according to each of their individual needs and tastes.
Oh la la, curated menu.
So some received frozen fruit,
yeah.
While others were offered mixtures containing, not cute, frozen blood. They need it for their diet. They need the iron.
I kept thinking that these would be like, fish.
Yeah,
well.
I think some were given fish, yeah. A group of monkeys were handed watermelon ice pops.
Lovely.
And then a jaguar had to try and fish out ground chicken popsicles from a tray that was floating in its water tank. Now that was very clever because the jaguar had to then kind of drink water while it was also fishing for the chicken.
Oh,
do you get what I mean?
Very,
so getting
very
the water
clever.
In. Finally this morning, I was looking into something over the weekend that I'd like to share with the group this morning,
yeah.
Right? Now, I know that you and me have spoken about how we haven't found this winter too difficult.
No.
Like it hasn't, we haven't found, the darkness hasn't really got in on us. We made a decision that we were going to romanticize winter this year.
Yeah, and I feel like the weather hasn't been that horrendous compared to
no.
other years. Like there was, I think it was last winter, every time I went out to go for a walk for 3 months, it was lashing.
I found last winter quite tough.
Yeah.
But this year, my house looks like a scene from one of our favourite musicals.
I didn't
think we'd get to use that clip twice in 10 minutes on the show this morning.
No, neither did I, Brendan. Why does your house look like the Phantom of the Opera?
I've got candles everywhere. So I light candles in the evening,
oh,
right?
Oh, I thought you got a new chandelier.
No, I don't. I haven't got the room. Well, if you have been finding the dark mornings and evenings a little bit tough, I come with great news this morning. The shortest day of the year is well behind us. That was December 21st.
Yes.
Since then, it's been getting brighter each day. And at the weekend, I kind of noticed, I was like, is there a little bit of a stretch, oh, right? Yeah. I wondered, and I was like, maybe I'm being a bit mental,
peeking
right?
through.
Yeah. So I looked it up to see if I was imagining it, and I'm not. During the month of January, we get an extra 2 minutes of daylight every single day. So every day that passes, there's an extra 2 minutes of daylight.
Yeah.
So this evening, the sun in Dublin will set at 4:43 p.m.
4:43. Okay, I need to get out before then.
Yeah. So then tomorrow it won't set till 4:45 and so on. Right. So by this Sunday, the sun won't be setting until 5 to 5. And by next Wednesday, it's still going to be daylight at 5 p.m.
It's all coming up, Milhouse.
It really is.
Is that the phrase? Yes.
Yeah. Even better news, just 10 weeks till the clock. Spring forward to Irish summertime. Just
spring
10 weeks time.
Spring forward, fall back.
So that always happens the last Sunday of March, which is the 29th this year. By then, the sun in Dublin won't set until a glorious 8 p.m.
Oh my
gosh. In just 10 weeks time.
That's like in the summer when we're going to bed.
Yeah, that's an issue for us. And the only other problem then as well is this first thing in the morning.
Yeah, and I think it does be mating season as well.
You used to have that when you lived in town,
the
didn't you?
The things that I saw. The things that I saw between the seagulls.
It changed her forever.
That's great news,
it's
though.
It's really good, isn't it?
Okay, so it's going to become brighter in the
brighter
evenings. Day by
every
day.
Every single day. Yeah, that is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Our next guest is a friend of the show and one of the most familiar faces on Irish telly. You know her from Ireland AM. And now she's part of a brand new TV show that's already getting people talking. The Assembly launches tonight on Virgin Media. Muireann O'Connell, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Brendan and Rebecca.
It's so lovely to have you with us this morning, Muireann. This format was a really big success over in the UK, but if someone isn't familiar with it, how do you explain The Assembly Ireland?
So, it has nothing to do with me. You won't even have to see me. I'd say I'm in it for 30 seconds. I am a mere facilitator. It is about 30 to 34 on neurodivergent and autistic people who are The Assembly. So they come in, and they ask whatever questions they want. They haven't been put together by a producer, a researcher, me. I've got nothing to do with it. They just ask whatever questions they want to whomever the guest is. So the first guest is tonight is Micheál Martin. Then we're going to have Rosie O'Donnell, John McNally, and Ryan Tuberty. And that person has to come in, sit down. You know when you're going to meet a friend and you have to walk into, we'll say, a pub and you don't know anyone and you don't know if someone's there and you get a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
This person has to walk in to a room of people that they've never met in their entire life and just sit there and be asked questions that they have no idea what's about to come. It is phenomenal. The Assembly, the cast, the Assembly themselves, they're phenomenal people and it's wonderful.
It sounds wonderful. I cannot wait to watch it later on tonight. How did observing the Assembly change how you think about communication or listening or asking questions?
I was really jealous a lot of the time at how amazing the Assembly were at what they wanted to ask. I've said this a lot of times because Niamh is one of the Assembly members and I got to hang around with them before we filmed anything for a while. And Niamh said to me, do you get it now, Muireann? Like, you've met one neurodivergent or autistic person. You've met one. That's it. Everyone's different. We keep on trying to put people into boxes and that's just not right. And I get up in the morning, I go to work, I come home and I realise that life is pretty easy for me, like regardless of what we all have going on.
Yeah.
But when you're a person who is neurodivergent or autistic, there are so many more barriers. For an awful lot of people, like just the light in the morning or the sounds is an issue. Mm. It made me realise that, God, I've got it so lucky and there's so many other things going on, but it would be so easy for us to just change life in a little bit of a way to make it more inclusive without us thinking that it is going to be a bad thing. It could just be little things. And honestly, they're the most beautiful bunch of people I've ever worked with in my life. It was an honour and a privilege to be there to watch it.
Well, I cannot wait to watch it. Muireann, you've been part of Ireland AM now for a few years. You're absolutely brilliant at what you do. Yeah. What's your favourite thing about your job?
Do you know what? My favourite thing about my job is the lads and the team and not knowing what the hell Alan Hughes is going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think everyone needs to realise that Alan Hughes is one of the funniest people I've ever been with in my entire life, and he's an absolute messer, and he'll try to, like, he could walk in and I'd be, you know, he'd be like, I'd be getting changed and he'd just frighten the life out of me. And Tommy, trying to catch him changing the auto cue, like, he'll try to anchorman you every single day.
Oh my gosh.
He'll try to get you to say something awful. You have to be on your toes. I love the two boys. It's brilliant. I love it.
Oh, love it. Maureen, you've been sharing loads of house updates online recently. Any chance of an interior design show coming from you anytime soon?
I'll pry it out of Brian Dowling's cold dead hands. No, listen, I'm just so lucky to, like I say, there's a lot of people listening who are hoping one day to have a house. I love it. I'm so lucky. But I'm also, there's two of us in it.
Mm.
And trust me, yeah, all of a sudden your partner gets so many opinions about colour and you're like, you're colourblind. Why are you, why do you have an opinion? Go away. So that's interesting.
Yeah, all your style and your bits are absolutely fabulous, everything that you've put into the house. And Maureen, any other plans for 2026? Anything exciting coming up for you?
No, hoping to go on a bit of a holiday. No, lads, I went to see Hamlet yesterday. That's the biggest thing that's happened to me this year.
Very good, yeah.
I just want to be going to the cinema.
Yeah, nice. And maybe going back and reading the Heated Rivalry books now that we've loved the series so much.
Brendan, are you going to read them?
I think I will, because I can't wait for the next... there's too long to go until it's... Yeah, I think I will read them.
So that's kind of like when I think of... You know Rivals, Gilly Cooper's Rivals?
Yes.
So love that. And the first series is just about halfway during that book. So when I found out that Heated Rivalry... I'm like, oh my God, there's more in the book. That's, isn't it phenomenal?
Oh, it's so good.
It's phenomenal.
It's so, so brilliant.
On episode 5, I was sitting here with my, like, old lady hot water bottle on my lap. And I had to stand up at the end of episode 5. There were, what would you say, Brendan, there was a lot of emotions, wasn't there?
There was a lot of emotions. A lot.
Bloody, I had to stand up. The water went, the Christmas quality streets, which I still have. They went all over the place. There were tears. Like, I love it so much. It's so brilliant.
It's
love
so,
it.
So
more.
Nice.
Need more.
We do need more of it. But
do
now,
a 98FM book club. Let's do it with
oh
a big breath. Let's do it.
Great idea. But for now, though,
let's
the Assembly
Ireland. Let's do a book club.
Yeah, we will. The Assembly Ireland, it kicks off tonight. Virgin Media 1, 9 PM. Maureen O'Connell, thanks for chatting with us.
The two of you are fabulous. Love you. Bye, guys. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.